Okay, well, let's see here. Wendy's been waiting. Hi, Wendy. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, doctor. My question is about what the best solution or your recommendation would be for hair regrowth on the top of the scalp, especially. I do have hereditary thinning, but I had a basal cell carcinoma removed with a Mohs procedure and a plastic surgery repair, a Z-plasty, so it was a pretty big scar. And it's been a year, but I just wondered if you had some recommendations, and I wondered about DMSO used with anything, if that would be helpful.
Okay, ma'am. You said one thing you said initially was hereditary hair thinning.
Yes.
Tell me what that means.
Well, just as I've gotten older, I'm 69 now, but my hair has thinned from, when I was younger. So I know that's a hereditary thing in my family. I don't have any, I don't have an iron deficiency or some of
Oh,
the other
good.
things. There's nothing that seems to be causing it, and I do
Okay,
take
ma'am.
bioidentical hormones, and
Yes.
so I'm in good shape otherwise.
Okay, and that hereditary hair thinning, and I really will get to the rest of it, but that
Sure.
hereditary hair thinning thing started when? How old were you when it started for you?
It's been a slow progression, but I
Since
think
what
I
age?
started noticing it. It's just been a slow progression and not spots or anything like that,
Gotcha,
just in
gotcha.
general. And I don't know, it would have been, I probably started noticing it in my 60s, in my early
Okay.
60s.
Okay. Well, that's what I need to know, ma'am. You may also have hereditary hypochlorhydria, ma'am. Now remember, I keep mentioning that Dr. Nancy Van Zandt, who studied 3,400 people over time, published at the Mayo Clinic, by pumping all their tummies out and finding that by the time we all get to be 60, oh my goodness, about 50, not about, but exactly 50% are lower than desirable on stomach acidity. Now, for lower on desirable on stomach acidity, besides the acid that isn't being produced, there's an enzyme named pepsin not being produced as well as it was before either. And funny thing, but that acid and pepsin, they break down protein into amino acids. And guess what? If the body doesn't have enough amino acids, then the two things that suffer first are hair and nails. And over and over again, when I'm working with women who have poor quality nails or they're losing the hair on their head,
Yes.
we'll check the stomach acid, and what do you know? There's not enough acid down there to break the protein down into amino acids, and amino acids are totally key for so many things in the body. So, as another famous researcher told us, the triage theory, which is like the emergency room where the person who's hurt the most gets the most attention, the person who's hurt the least gets to sit in the corner. Seriously, that's the way it is in emergency rooms. The triage theory says, who needs their hair? Who needs their nails? We'll just not send amino acids there, and the amino acids will go to the more important places, such as heart muscle, which is pretty darn important. So one thing to consider, and that's not the only thing now, ma'am, but one thing to consider at age 60 with progressive hair loss since age 40 or whatever, is check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get your stomach acid checked, ma'am, because there is an exact test that does not involve pumping out the stomach as it did with Dr. Van Zandt. Now, that's only one thing. Now, next thing. There are three things that are essential to making new cells of any sort. And without these, mommies who don't have these, they have babies with birth defects. That proves that it's essential. They'll have one birth defect or another if they don't have enough zinc, or enough vitamin B12, or enough folate. Now, gee whiz golly, if we don't make acid and pepsin, our stomachs don't do one other thing, and that is making a factor that helps us absorb vitamin B12. What do you know? And so that's why so many people in retirement centers are getting B12 shots, but you never ever hear about somebody who's getting B3 shots or B7 shots or B9 shots, even though all those B vitamins exist. They don't need any help to be absorbed. Only vitamin B12 needs the help of a particular molecule made by the stomach to be absorbed. So even if you went and swallowed B12, if you have this low stomach acid problem, it might not help. But B12 has to be on the list to get in you one way or the other, either swallowed or injected. If your stomach isn't working, it needs injection. The other two things are zinc and folate. Now, there are a number of studies on hair loss may have people use zinc. It's a 30-milligram capsule or a 40 in some of the research. It's always offset by a couple of milligrams of copper, and they have folks take that. And what do you know? It takes time, but their hair starts to regrow. And then the last thing is folate. Folate's always is, as you know, in foliage, but folate degrades so rapidly. I pick a leaf of lettuce and I stick it in the refrigerator, even if it came from my garden. By the next day, half the folate's gone. No kidding. One has to have their own homegrown vegetables to get folate fresh and eat it now and get all the folate out of it you can. But there are capsules of what's called methylfolate at the natural food store. They're not all that terribly expensive, and one can take that. One can take the zinc. Taking the B12, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But those are a lot of the things to do. Now, one of the things that one can do to see if this might be the right track, besides checking one's stomach acid, is there's a blood test that checks the fasting plasma essential amino acids. And the reason they're called essential is our bodies can't live without them. Our bodies have lots of amino acids, but they take the essential ones, which are 8 to 10, depending on your authority, and turn them into all the other ones. So you only need the essential amino acids checked. And if you have those low or at the low end of normal, then there's a protein digestion problem. Yeah. So, sounds like you need a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to help you implement some of this stuff.
Absolutely. And after that sounds like where you start, is there, I'm curious about DMSO just in its usage. Would, as something that drives things in, is that, for instance, helpful with minoxidil?
I don't know, ma'am. It would drive anything, including minoxidil, but I don't know why one would be wanting to use minoxidil. What if you have in mind?
Okay. And then, but what about, I've also heard progesterone, putting it on your scalp.
Oh, okay. Yes, that can help sometimes. I wouldn't say it's as well-researched as the other things I've mentioned.
Sure.
But still, that can help sometimes. One other thing, ma'am, you had a basal cell carcinoma.
Yes.
Please, please, please get out your pencil and paper and write down this website.
Okay.
CURADERM, curaderm.net, not .com, .net. What that website will tell you is about a cure for basal cell and squamous cell carcinoma that was replicated some 70,000 times in Australia before the PhD had to leave the country because the Australasian Society of Dermatologists complained to the federal Australian government. Now, that people can order on their own if they wish. It's sent to their houses. That is still legal. It's still legal to treat yourself in the United States. You just can't resell it to anybody or you'd be committing some crime. But anyway, it's even known how it works, ma'am. It kills every skin cancer I've seen anybody use it on themselves. No kidding. And one does not need surgery.
Well, that's fantastic. Does PRP or does your cell rejuvenation therapy have any application with this?
Not that I know of either one of them, ma'am, no.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but now there's back to that basal cell cancer, and then you're right, we best move on. But back to the basal cell cancer for just a moment. There's a whole book on this. It's by he goes by Bill, but you might have to put William into the search engine. I don't know. Bill Cham, C-H-A-M. And if you put in that used book search engine that I mentioned to the other lady, or you call the Ketoma Dispensary, that would be easier.
Mm-hmm.
The book is called The Eggplant Cancer Cure, because that's where the material was originally found, in eggplant. And this book comes with many, many pictures of self-cures of basal cell and squamous cell carcinoma.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye.